Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest, Joan Hunter, is red hot for the Messiah, and you listen to her just a little bit, and you can't help but be red hot for the Messiah. Joan, we're featuring your brand new book, Miracle Maintenance, and your three CDs, How to Receive and Keep God's Blessing, not just for healing, for every area of someone's life, and many people that have been sick for 20 years are reading this and getting that fresh breeze from heaven and understanding, and the fog just gets out of their brain and out of their heart, and they are getting in position to receive their healing. Would you teach a little bit on how to get into position to receive our healing?
I love teaching about this because through this, so many people are healed. And one of the greatest stories in the Bible, I believe, is the woman with the issue of blood. The greatest example. She had gone to the doctors and for over 12 years has spent all of her money. So she was basically penniless, didn't know what to do. She was anemic because she had lost so much blood. She was so weakened. In the natural, if she was to leave the house bleeding, then legally that you could just stone her to death. And so she was willing to risk her life. But in the book, I talk about in one of the chapters, I talk about how to receive and what we need to do to prepare ourselves. Now, through the story here, it talks about that she heard that Jesus was going to be passing by. And she says, I'm going to, you know, then the next step was she spoke. She says, I'm going to go see Jesus, and if I touch the hem of his garment or his tallit, I will be made every bit whole. And so she spoke it out. I'm going to be healed when I touch his cloak. She acted. She got up. She got dressed, which was very difficult for her to do. She was determined. She went through, you know, 12 bodyguards, big buff bodyguards, trying to get through. She touched the hem of his garment. She received her healing. She did not just get healed. She was made every whit whole. This is the first, I believe, the first example of a blood transfusion, because she had lost most of her blood, lost all of her energy, and just instantly infused with blood and energy. She received. Number five, she told others. It's very powerful in the teaching and sharing about your healing. I love telling people that I was healed of breast cancer, of a broken vertebrae, of a mangled knee, of a goiter. I love telling what God has done in my life, how he's healed me of a broken heart. And I love doing that. I'm not going to keep any revelation or any healing that he's done in my life. I'm not going to keep from sharing it, because I am continually thankful for what he has done for me. And we need to move into a position of thanksgiving. The book of Deuteronomy is an excellent example. Some things that I primarily teach on and really encourage people is to do a self-examination, not self-condemnation, but self-examination. To examine, is there anything in here that may have opened the door for sickness?
Give me some examples of things that might have opened the door for sickness.
Okay, not eating properly, not sleeping properly, under a lot of stress, and flat disobedience. Deuteronomy 28, one-third of the chapter is on obedience and the blessings, and awesome, how wonderful, because of, you know, the blessings of God. Well, two-thirds is on the curse of disobedience. And when we disobey God, that opens a door up. Disobedience in any and all areas of our life opens up the door for sickness. It's very important that we obey God, and in every area of our life. And one thing that's very, very important is that we hear the voice of God and respond. And you think, well, I don't know how to hear the voice of God. It's just very, very simple. As we just tune in, shut the phones off, shut the computer off, you know, put the kids to bed or whatever, and just say, God, speak to me. And allow him to speak to you. It's a lot easier than you can imagine when he just really wants to speak to you, and he'll speak to you in a still, small voice. He won't be coming at you, yelling at you, because he won't do that. He's a loving God.
Well, what advice would you give someone that has just gotten a death sentence from their doctor, and they're dealing with fear over it? Understandably so. They should not be, but understandably so, if all of a sudden they're told, like you were, that you have a tumor in your breast, or you have some sort of heart condition where you're going to die within the next year, and they're fearful. What would you tell them? What would you advise them to do?
I remember laying on the examining table, seeing the sonogram, seeing the left breast and down a little bit on the side of cancer. And I started planning my funeral in my head. And then I started slapping myself and I said, no, I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I started confessing scriptures of life. By his stripes, I am healed. And I started confessing, I'm going to live and not die. I'm going to live and not die. I'm going to live and not die. And we can succumb to the death sentence. And or we can stand up and say, no, I'm going to live and not die. Speak life into you. And I'm just going to pray for that, because there are many of you that are listening that have been given a death sentence in your health or even in your emotions. And so, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just curse any form of trauma. I curse any form of hopelessness. I speak life restored. I cut off, in Jesus' name, the death sentence that has been spoken over them, either by the doctors or even themselves. I cut every bit of that off. I speak clarity of mind, restoration in the body, in Jesus' name. I speak and declare that they're going to live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord, in Jesus' name. I speak peace that passes all understanding, in Jesus' name. I curse any form of cancer in any parts of the body of people that are listening today, in Jesus' name. I curse every prion. I speak health and wholeness and restoration, in Jesus' name. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just speak complete restoration. I speak healing of marriages and emotions where that's concerned. Father, there's just such a hopelessness, feelings of hopelessness. Father, I speak life and health and complete restoration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I am so excited about the people that are being healed this day. And you know what, Joan? I still see people. I know we prayed for it yesterday, but I still see people that their knees are being healed right now. As a matter of fact, I don't believe that there is anything of any condition that you could not be healed of. I'll tell you what, Joan, rather than name the conditions, because Jesus paid the price for every name, and his name is higher than any name of a physical condition, I want you to pray for everyone to be healed, and tell them to put their hands on themselves like you did to yourself, and you get rid of all that junk in Jesus' name.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing to every single person that is listening, that is within the sound of my voice. Father, right now, I send the word of healing. I speak health. I speak wholeness. I speak hope. I speak restoration in every area. I speak ears opened up, minds being restored, stomachs being healed, and every single part that hands are being laid on right now, healed and whole in the name of Jesus.
And it is finished. In fact, it was finished 2,000 years ago. You've received that now. Now hold on to it, because through faith and patience, you must inherit the promises. I want you to take Joan Hunter home, and I want her to preach at you and into you until you're doing exactly what she's doing. The best way I know is her brand new book, Miracle Maintenance, and her three CDs, How to Receive and Keep God's Blessing. Not just physical healing, but I mean every area of your life, your emotions, your relationship with your family, your finances. I mean, this faith is so contagious. It's time for you to be normal, normal as defined by the Bible, not normal as defined by religious experience. So this book, I mean, the feedback is over the top. People that have had physical conditions, they've been battling for 10, 20, 30 years, it's sort of like a brand new beginning for them. I want this to be a brand new beginning for you. So I want you to call or write today for a gift of $35. I want you to get her brand new book and her three CDs, and I'm going to bless you. This is Shabbat Broadcast. The Lord has already blessed you, if you only knew. The Lord has already smiled upon you. The Lord has already gifted you. The Lord has already surrounded you with His favor. The Lord has already given you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yair Adonai paneh elecha v'chonecha. Yisar Semlecha Shalom.
To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.